Okay, my intention had been to start the third Chelik of Yeridaya. However, there was a request to learn Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei. And it's the dinim of the Harchakis, which I think are, as Hilchas Nida goes, relatively simple. And I'd like to try to learn the Siman perhaps a little more quickly than most of the time. There are not an adequate number of copies, I'm sorry. But there's... I'm going to have to get some Gemara. Some Shulchan David. Our learning is dedicated as a schus for Le Mordechai by Reb Esther Ezel, father of one of our chaverim here who had a heart attack on Yom Tif and is Baruch Hashem recovering. The recovery should be complete and his heart should come back to its full strength. Kuf Tzadik Hei, I can't resist but sharing with you one of the all-time classic quotes of the Paiskim, and it's here in the Kresu place. Reb Yonason Eifshitz, who was known to be a loichem in many areas of Yiddishkeit, is referring to a chumra we'll have soon in the Teres HaShlamim. He writes regarding Hilchas Nida that the Harchakis, which we're going to learn about now, are harchakis that are required between a man and his wife during this time of the year. And he's referring to a certain chumra that it says in the Teres HaShlamim. He calls the Teres HaShlamim by the name Michas Yaakov, which is the other sefer, or the better known sefer he authored, and he says the following words. He says, Urayas haram Michas Yaakov ein by mamish. Adim Kain, he says, if you're going to say that the harchakis we're going to learn about now are guidelines, and really a person has to take on many harchakis on Kirav Hadas for his wife. He says B'lashon Tema, that if so, giving a gift to your wife during the days of Nida should be Aser as well. Some people are machmir all year round on this harchakis. It says Ella Shein Asa Shum Kirav Das. Says there's no iser to feel close to your wife. Ra Kirav Das Ben the Gias Devarim Amidainly De Kurva Begili Arayus. Only the types of Kirav Das. Says I'll set off. There were Chayshish. It will bring a Kirav Das to Devarim that are Aser. And then he says the words of Eloisai Sifu Pentigru Chas V'Shalom. That's a classic quote. Loisei sifu pentigru. You start adding more and more things are aser, then you cause a zilzul, because then nothing is aser. If everything is aser, nothing is aser. And that's a quote of the Chavis, of the Kresu Plaisi, whose sefer in Hilchas Nida is called Tiferes Yisrael, but it's printed under the heading Kresu Plaisi. And there are areas where this is a tremendous zilzal. I always feel very strongly that in Dinei Tznius by women, the velt was over on Loisei Sifu Pentigru. There's certain things that are aser. When we were kids, we always learned that the woman has to cover her knees and cover her elbows. And that's an issen. That's true. That's what it says in Halacha. And then they started publicizing that it has to be 2 inches below the knees, and then 3 inches below the knees, and then halfway down to the ankle. It depends how tall you are. That might be more or less than the 3 inches. And they hang up signs all over the place and say certain things are aser. They say it's a chumra. It's one thing. They say this. They say a lashon iser. And people know it's not aser because the halacha didn't change from 2 years ago. So much you get all the kolkairas of the last 10 years and publish them all together. And you see how it keeps on changing. Well, they write that a long sheitel is asr al pidin, or a ponytail sheitel is asr al pidin. I agree, it's a little funny to see a grandmother walking around with a ponytail sheitel. You know, I don't think it's, it might not be appropriate. And I don't know if anybody should, that maybe it's a chesaron and tznius. Hard for me to know, I don't know from these things. But to write that things are asr with their mutter, if things that are mutter you call asr, then things that are really asr also, in the eyes of people, they lose their meaning, loses a meaning. The word aser means you can open a Shulchan Aruch and show me where it's aser. And if not, you could say it's not a good idea, it's a lack of sneers, you can say whatever you want. But this idea of loisei sifu pentigru is it's a problem. I had an incident with a kalkaire that was printed in Hebrew with Rapam's signature. And the lady who from Israel who was hanging him up on the lamppost and paying to have him hung up in lampposts in Brooklyn called me and asked me if I would translate it to English for her. She said, "You're calling me? You know I know that Rapam doesn't want his name on it. This is probably Rapam's name on it. You know I know." So she said, this is exactly what her response. She said, "Shh. Shh. Don't tell people. You're going to make people do Averis, you know, like that. Shh. Don't translate that." Right? So it's problematic. And I say Sifu Ben Sigru. The crazy place here in Kutsadike. I'll read to you soon the Teres Hashlom that he's arguing with. What? That's right. That's Chava with the Nachash, right? Okay, let's learn Kuf Tzadik. These are the Archokis that are Noigeya during the time a woman is in need. Chayiv Adam Lifresh. Oh, I should mention the Gemara. I can mention something that Kanoam would mention too. The Gemara in Shabbos, Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos says that it was a Talmud Chacham, Shekara, Vishana, Vishimish Tamid Chachamim. Umeis bechatzi yamav. Gemara says there was a Talmud Chacham who was Talmud Chacham is a good man. He died. I don't know exactly chatzi yamav. It's presumably about 35 years old. Lo yechzu yameyam. The Gemara says it's 35. It's under 35. So his wife couldn't be consoled. She went to the Beis Medrash with his tefillin, and she said, "A man that did all these things." So how could it be that he died so young? And he ran from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi came to her and said, "Bimei nidasa ma hu etzlech." So how is he not bimei nida? So she said, "Chas v'shalom, he didn't do anything." He said, "Ubimei libuna." Bimei libuna is the shivanikiyim during the time you're wearing white.
Exactly the same as
what did he do? It should be the same. See, she said, "He slept with me in the same bed, but Chas v'Shalom, he never touched me." As he said, so, you know, the Gemara says it was a wide bed, and he never touched me. So Eliyahu Navi responded, so it was kedai for him to die b'chatzi yamav, because he was over under Divrei Chacham. So the Gemara says in a very harsh way, that even though he was never over on any deraisa, I shouldn't say he wasn't over. The Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi said he was over on Lisikravu Legale Serva. Now here I want to explain, the Gra brings here in Gra Beis, that even though we understand the Isra Arayis Min HaTorah is Bia, is Tashmish Amita, nevertheless the Torah says Lisikravu Legale Serva, which means you're not allowed to do things that bring you close, that could entice a person to be over on these things. And the Gemara says it there, but the Gra in Gra Beis brings some others to Rav Nosson where it's clearer. Vel isha benidas to masa leisikrav yochel yichapkeno yinashkena yidavri madvarim b'teilim. I would think that you're allowed to hug her and kiss her. Now, to speak Dvar Mitalim with women, we do that all the time. That's pretty much a conversation over dinner. But the Dvar Mitalim here is just a euphemism for Divrei Schaik V'Kalas Reish, things that are, in the language of the Shach, that are Margilin La'erva. So, Yochel, Yechapkena, Yinashkeni, Dabri, Dvar Mitalim, Tavalon, Leisikrav. It's not Leisikravu, but neither it's Leisikrav. But Leisikrav is an Isidar Reisa. To do things that could bring a couple lidei erva. So that's also a derais. That's not well known. A negia, shalchiva, negia during the time of woman's anida. Is this a derais? Is that a derabana? What? Chibuk includes any negia shalchiva. That's makarim. I mean, according to many rishonim, it's yarg val yaver. A abizrayu, the gila erayis is. So,
why is
it
Eliyahu Navi?
So it seems because it was a Bichil Hashem, she was running from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash, saying he didn't deserve to die. So a Navi came, Taisus there says, why did he ask this question? Why didn't he ask everything else? He says, because he knew the answer. Navi knows the answers beforehand. He knew the answer, and he wanted to take away the Bichil Hashem from him. Alright, so that's sort of the Hagdama. Let's learn the dinim. Chayav Adam Lifresh Mi Ishtei B'mei Tumasa Ad Shetisper V'Titva. A man is obligated to separate from his wife during that part of the month until she counts the clean days V'Titva, and she has to go to the mikveh as well. And the Ramah explains Afilu Shasa Zaman Aruch V'Lay Tavla, even if it was a long time from the last time she saw Adam, is a very long time, and she never went to the mikveh. Tamid he b'nidasa ad shetitfel. So she remains a nid until she's tayvel. What's the finish? It just seems from the Gemara that was his mistake. He said b'mei nidasa. What was he to you? He said chas v'shalom. B'mei libuna mai. So he thought b'mei libuna is more kal. So the truth is, there's a the Amar the Brisa. It says as it comes close to the yimei. To the tefillah, he's allowed to be makariv. We'll have it later. So anyway, but lamaisa, it's awesome. Now here I want to mention to you parenthetically, in the Arachayim, they have brought different minhagim, nothing to do with man and wife, regarding Isha Nida. There's a meaning that Nida doesn't go to shul, such a meaning brought in Shulchan Aruch. And the way the Ramah says, our meaning is that she can go to shul, but she shouldn't look at the Isis of the Sefer Torah, which most of the women can't see anyway. From there, Zosnashim, it brought such a meaning. There's another meaning that an Isha Nida does not go to a basic forest. So many years ago, I had a chasna I was learning with, who was a Yasim. His mother had passed away. He was engaged. And he wanted very much that his kala should go to his mother's kever to daven before the chasna. But at that point, she was a Nida. She hadn't gone to the mikveh. So he asked me, and Punkt Dem Rav Scheinberg was here. I think maybe he lived near, I don't remember why I told him. I told him, ask Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg told him, and I've seen it since, printed that what it says, that a woman, Bimei Dasa, shouldn't go to Beis HaKfaris, is only when she's flowing, only at the time that she's actually bleeding. But what we would call Bimei Libuna, in the clean days, that doesn't apply. Why? Don't ask me why. This whole thing is Kabbalistic. I don't know why she shouldn't go to basic forest in the first place. So the whole thing is a Kabbalistic idea. And there it is limited to that part of the month. Maybe in your house. Maybe when my grandchildren come, the mirror becomes spotted. Yeah. Okay, it could be. At any rate, the Shulchan Aruch goes on, V'lo yischaik. And he shouldn't joke around with her. Doesn't mean he can't tell her a joke. It means to be frivolous. He shouldn't have kalas reish even with words. Now here the shach beis is important for pshat. Why does it mean don't joke around even with words? That it means a type of joking around that would bring a person to arayos. Shem, back to the Shulchan Aruch, Shem yargola avera. Aval mutalis yachid ima. But yichud with your wife, even during Yimei Tuma, is mutter. It would be very impractical any other way. The kimi shabala pamacha sulay takif yitzray. Once he was bayala once, it's not the same yitzahara as before the first bia. Now, of course, the diuk is that before the first bia, there is an Isser Yichud with Ishtai Nida, which occurs occasionally when a woman is a Nida at the time of the Chasana. And after the Yichud room is a problem, and where they go and where they sleep until they come to the mikveh night is something problematic. But nowadays it became very much the style that the women take the pill that prevents them from having their regular period. I don't think it was so much a style 30 years ago. And it seems to me it's more the Kala's mother that's very very nervous about it. So it became the style. I mean, there's nothing, you know, some people have health concerns about taking. There's a regular contraceptive pill which works by regulating the hormonal cycle. So women take it, and it doesn't come up as often. As the years go on, there are fewer and fewer occasions of a chuppah nida.
But doesn't have
so let me explain. It's something that chassanim and kalas hear all kinds of things that are nishkashteig and nishkafleig, and that have no basis about what happens at a wedding if a woman is a nida. What really happens different than a regular wedding? The basic differences are, the chassan is not allowed to hand the kala to ksuba. And the reason is that one of the harchakis is that a man is not allowed to hand things to his wife who's a nida. He could put the ring on. Until he lets go of the ring, it's not his wife. You're allowed to hand things to a nida, just not to your wife who's a nida. So until he lets go of the ring, he's still a bachelor. You know, that fateful moment is when he lets go. He says, Hariyah doesn't make them married until he gives her the ring and lets go of it.
So by
the time he lets go, he's not handing it to her anymore. So he's allowed to place the ring on her finger. So the ring is put on normally. Then the ksuba. The truth is, chas and kal don't even know how it's normally done. Yeah, first of all, nobody watches. The only people that ever watch what's going on at a wedding is a chas and a kala. You know, when they get engaged, right, they start watching everything that happens at a wedding. Sometimes the father and the kala also, right? So they start watching what happens. That's not one of the things they watch. So really, the Masada the Kedushin, the one who reads the ksuba, and he just gives it to the kala. No halacha, the chas has to give it to the kala. So he gives it to the kala, and it's not a noticeable difference. The yichud room, of course, is a problem. So there are different ways of dealing with it. What?
Doing something that they should have done. Surely, normally you go to the chasna, the chasna gives to the kala. The fact that they're raw, the tzaddik gives to the kala, does it have to be redone again?
No. Because he doesn't have to give it. First, even if he had to, shlichus would work. But we pass in Eide Chasim Akarti. You don't need Eide, you don't need Mesira. So the chesim is good. Now the yichud room. Dev. Well, he doesn't have to hand it for it to be shlichus. He doesn't. It could be 100 miles away and make him a shliach to give it also. Just by saying so, yeah. So the ksuba is not an issue. The yichud room, there are different ways of dealing with it. The well-known way is to hide a child in the room, which it would seem to be awkward. But if the little brothers and little sisters, they think it's very funny, and they you have to tell the eidim because they walk into the room, they open the closet, the little kid smiling there playing on Game Boy. It's it's a little strange, but Chazal know it should. Now what Rav Palm did is he said it's enough that the Eidim tell the Chasan Kala that they're going to open the door as soon as the dancers dissipate, that they're going to open the door. That's good. They do open the door a little bit, and that's what Rav Palm said was adequate to avoid it being said. If they think you're going to open it, it's really enough not to. Yeah, but I have to say, in case anyone listens to the tape, that we actually open it a little bit. And it also depends where the yichud room is. You know, if it's where everyone's walking by, you don't want to open it. But if it's a little more private.
What?
It works the first time like the other tricks. Yeah. So hopefully. You see me this hopefully second time it's not a chuppah neither. But the... So that's it. Now the other problem is, at night, obviously they can't go to their apartment or to a private room. And that is an issue. The best way to deal with it is to go to somebody's house, to go either to his house, to us. I've had couples come to me and sleep by my house, whatever reason. They want his parents to know, and it wasn't comfortable in our parents' house. They came, they stayed in one of the bedrooms, they didn't close the door all the way. and there are people coming and going. That's enough that it's not a yichud, and that's good enough. Sometimes they take side by side hotel rooms, which Ramosha was against. I'm not sure why, but he writes he was against it, even though halachically there's no question. But yeah, I understand. Well, it's a shame to spend for two rooms if they connect anyway. So so this is the way it's dealt with. It's not such a davar hanikar. But chassidim, it's much more embarrassing because chassidim have a mitzvah tans. And Chassid Kala can't have a mitzvah tans. So the mitzvah tans is one more reason not to have a mitzvah tans. I don't really know exactly the difference. If the uncle of the chassid is allowed to dance with somebody else's wife, so you know, why can't her husband dance with her? But I'll tell anything really. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll learn about it.
They can't hold the same gartel.
No. Technically, yeah, maybe if the gartel's on the floor in between. It just doesn't work. They don't do it. It's not. The other thing is about holding hands from the chuppah to the yichud room. So by chassidim, after the chuppah to the yichud room, they have a minig, the chassan holds the kala. So in yeshiva world, they make a joke. He doesn't know what she looks like, so you want to make sure he has the right one. So you make sure he grabs her hand and they go straight to the yichud room. But the truth is, he knows she's the only one dressed in white, so he can figure it out. But there is a halachic reason for that, because if you hold like the Rambam, that chuppah is yichud, the yichud room, so machlokes is what constitutes chuppah. Machlokes is rishayim. And we hold that the chuppah is the spreading of the canopy. Above them, and they're not the spreading, but they're standing under the canopy. L'shem chasana, we hold that that's adequate for chuppah. Others hold the badekim is good enough for chuppah. The yekis are machbir to have a talis under two of them instead of a canopy. These are all shittas in the rishayim. Yeah, I mean they can't wear a talis together. Yeah, obviously if it's a chuppah's nida. And the chassidim hold hands and run to the yichud room because, like the Rambam, the birchas nesuin under the chuppah, the Masada Kedusha makes birchas kiddushin, which is the bracha on the putting on of the ring, and the what we call shava brachas is called birchas nesuin. It's a bracha for the chuppah. If you hold the yichud room as chuppah, then it's a hefsik. All this whole dancing till you get there. It's all a hefsik from the bracha to the yichud room. And therefore, the Pesachei Tshuva brings in Ebenezer, I think from the Balafla, that there should be no hefsik, they should go straight. And some are machmir, they run straight from the to the yichud room. If there's a second marriage, there everyone agrees you need a yichud room for chuppah, and there everyone agrees you go straight without a hefsik from the birchas nesuin to the yichud room. Be that as it may, because it's a different chuppah for it's a Yerushalmi, but it's brought in the Paiskim. There's one level of chuppah for Besula and one for Bula. So
it's holding hands.
So let me just finish my thought. So the holding hands from the chuppah room to the yichud room, when Chassanim asked me in yeshiva about it, I tell them that I advise them not to do it because if everyone would do it. It will be very embarrassing to chuppah's nida. If it's a chuppah's nida, it will be very embarrassing. Now, if you tell a chassan kala about this 2 months before the wedding, they're very sensitive to it. They say, you're right, it will be embarrassing. Because in the back of their mind, they're thinking, you know, there, but for the good grace of God, go I, you know, like, you know, it might happen to me. If you tell them a week before the wedding, and they already know, so then they're not so interested, you know, then it's already hopefully working out. So
they wear talis.
I don't think they can. So, but I've seen them. They don't schedule the wedding. They don't send their invitations till a few weeks, 2 weeks before, and because they for them would be very very embarrassing. It's chuppah's nida. Whether they take the pill, they don't take the pill. Yeah.
Moshe was very careful
to say to
hold hands. To what? Moshe was very careful to tell to say to. To hold hands, coming back to the couple.
I don't think that's true. He told him. I don't think so. Ramesh told you.
In your case,
he told you to hold hands. Yeah, I don't know, but he didn't do it all the time. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But okay. I don't know. I hear.
Because
it's
not
anyway. Yeah, he told you all the answer. It's Kripta Avida Ramosha had to pay the. Okay, maybe. I must stand corrected. At any rate, Ramosha Shapiro. Oh, there's not Ramosha Feinstein. I'm sorry. Ramosha Shapiro said that. I don't know. Okay, you should say Ramosha Shlita. No, we know who you mean. Okay. It'll be Ramosha Zitzal. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Anyway, so Sif Aleph are these dinim that it's mutar l'siached. I should just mention in case two things about the pill. If somebody has a kala in the house, if they decide to take the pill, decide to take it. If you decide not to, decide not to. Whatever decision you make. Very often, they decide not to. And then the month before, they panic and they take it. So first of all, when you take it the first month, it doesn't always work. It works for what the goyim consider having a flow, it works. But for bleeding, it doesn't always work. And it's worse than not working. Very often, when you take it for 1 month and you stop, it becomes an extended period of spotting, which makes a very painful first few weeks of marriage. So, you know, if somebody is in a situation, some people for health reasons don't like to take it. Some people feel that all the studies are done on people take it for 10 years and not people take it for 2 months. So if for 10 years they're arguing if there's a risk, so what's the risk for 2 months? So, you know, Shem Ripsam Hashem, we always fall back on. And today it's common that people do it. But if you do it, do it. Don't do things halfway, because that causes... it has potential to cause problems.
If you have a 6 week engagement,
if you have a 6 week engagement, it becomes more problematic.
So if we say that the Euclid
is defined, so that's a very good question. So the question is, what do we do a woman who has a chuppas nida? So you make the wedding, you have a chuppas nida, so there's no real yichud room. So 3-4 days later, she goes to the mikveh, and now she's having yichud. Do you need a day yichud now? Now this yichud is hachuppah, like the Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam, this yichud, right, according to the Rambam Shita, they weren't nesuim until now. So now this yichud is their chuppah. The chayri should need edim now for this yichud.
Living together is also a type of
chuppah. But now it's the Rambam, according to the Rambam. It's not the Rambam. So the lamaisa of it is that we're not makbid for the following reason. Now here you have to have cup. There's a concept of there's a concept called edis lekiyume and edis levure. There's a basic idea that witnesses can come for one of two reasons. Edis levure, witnesses who have to prove something happened. Let's say you do a business deal, you lend someone money. That's called edis levrure. Edis that I'm a varer that it happened. Let's say I lend you money without witnesses. You still have to pay me back. The edim are not mekayim what happened. That they're just to prove it. If I sell you something, there are no witnesses. It's sold. Edim are, if I don't trust you, so le'yivri yisadi ala l'shakri. I need edim in case somebody lies. That's edim in most cases. There's something called edis lekiyume. Edis lekiyume applies to gittin, kedushin, and many hold yibum, chalitza. There are cases where if there are no witnesses, it's not chal. If a man gives a woman a ring, he says, "Hari amukadeshesli," and he means it, and she means it, and he gives her a ring, and he says, "Hari amukadeshesli," and they agree it happened, she's not married, no suffix, not a suffix marriage, garnished. It's if there are no witnesses, then it's nothing. I once had, interestingly, one of the chassanim in yeshiva told me that the night before his kala was crying and told him that something once happened. It was her sister's vart in the house, and she was in her room, and a cousin was there, and the cousin brought her a piece of cake. And he said to her, jokingly, he said, hurry up mukadeshously with this piece of cake. And he gave it to her. And she laughed, and he laughed, and now she's engaged, she's all nervous about it, you know, she makes a fish, you know. So I asked her if there was, I should ask the cake was with a pruta. So I asked if there were any witnesses. She said, no, he came and gave it to her. So I told her, there's no problem, you know, it's Kedusha without witnesses is nothing. We have a chumrah, l'chatchila, that there's an eid echad with machmir, even though really, apishur sadin, there's no reason. But Shulchan Aruch says, when there's an eid echad, you know, we don't joke around. If you have no eidim, then there's, that's called eidus l'kiyume. Now, here's the shaila. Is eidus l'kiyume a din only in Gittin, Kedusha, and Yibam Chalitza? What about chuppah? Does chuppah need eidim, or it doesn't need eidim? Does it need eidus l'kiyume? Does it need eidim? Or is it chal even without eidim? That's the nidayim. The Rosh Hameach writes that in Shas there's no mashmois one way or the other. He could know. In Gan Shas he said there's no mashmois one way or another. But in the brises, in the different brises that exist, there are mashmois in one way, mashmois in the other way. He brings Chalukei Deis. So Lemaisa, it's a machlaikis if there's a din of Eidus L'Kiyume by Chopa. There's also a machlaikis if you have to be choshesh around them, that you need a yichud for it to be a chuppah. Most rishayim hold other types of chuppah, that you don't need a yichud. So lemaisa, it's a svek sveika. It's a suffix if you need eidus l'kiyume, if you need eidus by chuppah. And it's a suffix if you need a yichud or elabiyah in order for it to be a chuppah. So the two svekas together were mekel. But Rav Pam said that if a chassan's a Tamil chacham and he asks to have eidus, you know, eidus l'kiyume, so then you do it. So it's even a sex faker. It's good if you could to be eitzi day kulam. But here, it's not just tamis sex faker. Sex faker, where each thing is more noita to be mekel, and therefore a person could be mekel. Rav Pam once told me that the night before he got a call about 2 a.m. We were at a wedding, so he told me about 2 a.m. the chassan called him. And the chassan said he just realized one of the eidei yichud was a relative. And by the yichud room, sometimes the eidim from the kedusha are not there. They pull in two people. So he realized one of the eidei yichud was a relative, was pasul eidus. So he wanted to know if he's mutal ishtai, you know. So that's when Rav Pam showed me the arsameach. He told him that he could be mekel, that the same sex veka, right? You have under the chuppah there were eidus. So light also al chuppah is chuppah, it's a chuppah with eidim. And even if you hold, like the Rambam, it's a machlaikis if you need eidus l'kiyume or not. So lemaisa is a solid basis to be made. That's the Ran. The Ran shita is that chuppah is when they go home and live as husband and wife. They have a sign on the door, Mr. and Mrs., and they live together as husband and wife. If they had kedushin, so now that's one of the, there are 5 shittas in what's chuppah. Either the badekin, or in Yerushalayim, they're makbid to have 8-day badekin. You ever heard of it? I was at a wedding. I was in Yerushalayim, they did ksuba, badekin, kedushin, and yichudrum are the same people. They're makbid to have the same. And so I was first by the ksuba. Rav Nosson Gestetner was the Masati kedushin. The second aid was Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. One or two aidim was chashuv. So we were there, and then we had to go badekin. We had, I didn't need me to put him down. I meant to and then they told us to go and be aidei badekin, and aidei kedushin, and then aidei yichud. I had 4 kibbutim in 1 wedding. Imagine that. And what? They used the same aidim. 4
people, the same people.
The same. I was by all 4. Yeah. So I said I got 4 kibbutim in 1 wedding. I don't know any reason they should be the same. I can't think of a reason.
Why do they require eidim for the badekin? Why aren't you sure?
Because I was saying there are 5 shitas. What's chuppah? Chuppah is badekin is 1 shita, and the spreading of the canopy is 1 shita, and the spreading of a talus over the two of them that the Sfaradim do, Yekis do, we don't do, and the Yichud room, and then the Ran Shita. They go home to a home together. That's why it's so funny. Now they go to hotels. Hotels is a place of snus. It's not, it doesn't, you know, kind of fit Shita until they get home the next night. But and anyway, the home together as Mr. and Mrs.
What does the Rambam do with the hefsik?
What? So the Rambam would say not to have a hefsik. We are machmir like the Rambam, but we're simach really that the my
Tosfos. So in that case, how would it help? I
mean, how would what help?
When there's such a long gap.
There's such a long gap. Well, it's only shailah in the brachos. In the Chidushei Garnat on Ksubis, Rav Naftali writes. It's funny, it's a chiddush in the Chiddush HaGarnat, and it's a chiddush in the Avnei Nezer. You have the literature world and the chiddush world, they both say the same thing. Because that, even like the Rambam, chuppah is something, is a partial nisuin, it's a separate shiur for itself. But because there are a lot of kashas on the Rambam. Rambam holds you need yichra roi labiya. So there are many difficulties. One of the most famous is the Yom Kippur. Right? The first sugya in Yuma, the first Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol misakdin loy isha, in case his wife dies, you need v'chiper ba'adai bad beisai. Beisai is a wishday. The Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. What happens if his wife dies on Yom Kippur? It's a machleik. It's a cheshina l'misa, loy cheshina. But the Mishnah says they will misakdin loy isha acheres. They prepare a wife. So how do you prepare a wife exactly? The Rambam himself says they prepare a woman. That if his wife died on Yom Kippur, he would marry her on Yom Kippur. So the problem is with the Rambam Shita, the Beis Yaakov, in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubis, yes, this kasha, he says the Rambam holds in the Yichud Aroi Labia to have chuppah badi bad beisai zuishtai beisai is after the suin, but Yom Kippur you can't have Yichud Aroi Labia. Be is also on Yom Kippur. Bishlama there's a Shita in Yerushalmi. That you get married Erev Yom Kippur with a Tanai. I don't know exactly how you do a Yichud, but you get married Erev Yom Kippur with a Tanai. Rambam himself says you get married on Yom Kippur if he dies, but it's not a Yichud Arai Labia. So to answer this Kasha and a few other Kashas, there's another Kasha, the Gemara says, Yesh Chuppah L'Psailais, there's a Chuppah for a certain Yisurim, Yisurim Lavim, you know, Kedushin HaTaifas. And Gemara says chuppah is typhus. It's not a yichra roi labia. Yisurei lavim are not roi labia. And so how is it yichra roi labia? So the akash is on the Rambam. To answer that, you know, those who answer that the Rambam is maida that a chuppah does something. Now what exactly? Why you divide it? So we'll have to learn the Rav Naftali. So Chiddushei HaGarnat in the beginning of Ksubis on Daf Beis, and it's in Avnei Nezer. What? It's not Yichud Aroi Labia, right? Right, so the Rambam holds it's not Yichud Aroi Labia. That's not a kasha. It could be the Rambam holds it's not. Right. That's to be chayshish for the Rambam. We're chayshish for the Rambam. We want to do it. All right, anyway, let's get back here to Hilchos Nidah. This is all a digression from here, from Sif Aleph. Let's learn Sif Beis. We start with the practical Isurim. Sif Beis lo yigaba afila be'etzba ketana. It's also to touch ishtai nida afila be'etzba ketana. Does that mean the man's or the woman's? Yeah. Even with the man's pinky, or it means even the lady's pinky? He should not touch even. You shouldn't touch her pinky, or you shouldn't touch her. You know, be bets ba'ah otherwise. So even with his pinky, he shouldn't touch her. Okay. I once told somebody, Chazal say, if she hits you over the head with a broom, that's chiba. It's also bimeinida. That's chiba, right? So, alright. So you know, touch her even with a pinky, that's chiba. V'lo yayshit miyadai liyada shum davar. Now here, you have to medayik, there's a lechlekes mechaber amah here, if you're careful. Lo yayshe miyadai liyada shum davar. Shouldn't hand anything from his hand to her hand. V'lo yekablenu miyada, or the reverse, she can't give him. Shema yiga b'psara. It's archaka, he may come to touch her. Ramah, v'chein al yidei zrika miyadei liyada ayla hepachaser. The Ramah says, hu adin, throwing from his hand to our hand, is also aser. Now we understand there's a machlokes here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber said, the iser handing is a gezeira, he may touch her. If it's a gezeira, he might touch her, then throwing should be mutter. There's no gezeira, he might touch her, if he throws to her. The Ramah says, v'chein ayidei zrika miyadei liyada aser. That zrika is also aser. We understand in the Ramah that he holds that it's aser because of it's a certain interaction which is made as a gather. It's interesting, the Shach writes on the Mechaber, even a very long stick, something very long, might very little chashash will come to touch her. So the Shach says, even according to the Mechaber, it's aser because of a chashash, because of the iser, because I'll set up an iser, and there's no plug in the iser.
Because when you're handing something, even something aruch, feel the movement, the motions of...
So feel the motions is we'll discuss later, but that's much in here. When you say about feeling the motions, Ramesh has a tshuva about moving furniture or heavy things together. And Ramesh writes that it's aser. It's no different than handing things to her, to move things together. It's sometimes very strange. You try to add a leaf to the table, and you can't both pull the table at the same time. So he does it, not her, right? So you try to, with two people, it's easy to add a leaf to the table, but with one person, it's a lot. But anyway, even a Dover Aruch, they're not allowed to handle together. It's not only hand together, but to handle things together, that's also awesome. That's what Ramesha writes in one of his Truvas. So, now here, there is a little bit of a room for an Eitzah. People ask, what about... handing things in a place where it's embarrassing, and they call it kavod abrius. So Ramesh in the tshuva has a shaila. He ignores the idea of kavod abrius. A person keeps the mitzvahs, he keeps the mitzvahs. But there is a shtickle eitzah for it, and that is based on the gedarim of the iser of throwing. So here, I believe it's in the. In the Pischei Tshuva Dalet, it starts with something else. Now let's see Pischei Tshuva Dalet. Ayin b'shalas Tshuva shabasay sefer Michas Yaakov. Shekosiv da'asali shanida lohasim ebaylan oitza derech neficha. If there's a feather on her shoulder, his shoulder, she's not allowed to blow it off. Maybe raya may amay mer deshokul gavra gatfa minei omle pesilna l'choladina. Gemara says somebody had a feather, a memer had a feather on his shoulder, someone took it off his shoulder. He said, that's Shaykh Adam. Now I can't be your dying. Ayin Shom. So it's on this that the crazier place he writes, the Raya is not a Raya, and he's adding Nui Surim, Kaloiva, Loisesifu, Pentigru. He says, on this sister are blowing feathers. So you learned to cool it today. Your wife could blow a feather off your shoulder, according to the crazier place. I wanted to get to the end of this. Ayin. Bishas vayim b'tshuvas harak karmel shadocha zevel lahatir ansham kam a crazy place because ain lahachman b'zeh oy kosev shara noyagin shazarkin dava klapi ma'ilon v'loy l'noychach ishtay k'miskavin liz like riyada. They throw things instead of throwing things in a horizontal direction. They just throw it upwards straight up like k'miskavin liz like riyada v'hipushet es yadu makablasay. So, and there, he has a parenthesis, Jatara's maskim. He just says, this is an eitzah when a person is in an embarrassing situation to throw. Now, it depends how you understand the kula. The understanding of the kula is that if you understand the kula, that Chazal asered throwing because Lamaisa, it's his force that she feels. Like we're going to have later, not sitting on a rickety bench where they feel each other's weight. So then, doing something where, 1 minute, where it just falls through gravity, so then it should be a davar amata. So when I learned with Hassan, I used to tell them, and in a case where it's embarrassing, what you could do is take two kulas together. One is this idea that throwing klapei maila, now it seems just as embarrassing if you're going to throw it up two stories high, but also there's a question if it's only miyada liyada. So let's say, where does it come up? You have to give it a car keys, you have to do things. So the idea is to just drop it and drop it into a purse. You take two issues which are shailas. If throwing in such a manner, we just drop it where there's no force, if that's aser. And if it's only aser miyada liyada, what about into a keli shabiyada? So lemaisu we machmir, but that's at least a tziruf of two things to be makel in a makam tzairach. So we don't throw chal, it's aser to throw. Shulchan Aruch says aser to throw chal. You don't throw, you shouldn't throw challah. Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to throw any zarkin, it says pass. There's also kakpada not to give hand to hand challah, because by Avelim, by Suda Savra they do it.
But
so maybe they have some kind of chumrah, I don't know. Why is it a chumrah to throw challah? Shulchan Aruch says you're not to throw bread. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Derech Eretz Besuda, was that Kufnun in the Kufnun Aleph? It says you could throw but not bread. It says not to throw bread. Maybe they hold just over the table is different. I don't know. But at any rate, what? To all the people, Shulchan Aruch it says also not talking about a wife. It says the Derech Eretz for bread. There are a bunch of halachas that they get to bread specifically. A number of halachas. One of them is not to throw bread. The other I mentioned the other day was not to throw away bread. People throw away bread in the garbage. I don't know. It's so common. You know, you clean up shal shudas. You know, I think a minute ago people wanted it. A minute later, it's in the garbage. So at least it should be done by derech kavod. It should be done in a nice way. And I don't know. It always gets me nervous with bread. I'm a little neurotic about it. So I sit by my Shabbos Suda and basically eat just challah. Because I don't want it to be leftovers. Then my wife says, oh, the challah's going. Let's bring out another one. You know, like, so it doesn't work too well. And I'm joking. I'm sure it happens. So I don't know what. Yeah. It's interesting. It's true whether you're allowed to play ping pong. It depends how good you are, because by me, very often it doesn't bounce on the table. It goes directly to her, so then it's a...
No, but even then, the purpose is to avoid,
okay.
You want to make sure she doesn't.
Yeah.
You buy her flowers?
You're right. You better buy her flowers. Whatever you normally do, you could do it. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this is like the most common of the discussed issues. Now here, there's an interesting shaila about a child. Not to understand, the Pesachei Tshuva here brings a kula regarding a child that goes on his own. There's an idea in Shas of Chai Noises Atzmai. Let's see where it is. I'm sorry. Where did it go? At the end of Gimel, I'm sorry. The end of... Yeah, the turning of the page of Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, thank you. I'm sorry. It starts earlier than that. The beginning of the last line of Pesachei Tshuva. He has this kula. Muta lito miyada hatinik. You're allowed to take a child from her hand. Mishum dechai noises atzmai. What's chai noises atzmai? In Shabbos, someone who carries a human being is only ayved rabbanon. Because the chai, live weight, is less than dead weight. Chai noises atzmai. He ain't a nice klum. What does that mean? He ain't a nice klum. Ela hatinik atzmai hu yaitse mechek imai uba alaviv. Nira, dim hatinik kotnai chai loi kofus. Where says a tinik that's too small to go on his own. Or sick and can't go on his own, or tied up. Awesome. So nobody understands this. What in the world does Chai Noises Atzmai have to do with the Isser, the handing things from a man to a woman? Well, what does Chai Noises Atzmai have to do? Now, I would agree that if a child goes on his own, one parent is holding the child. Old enough, the child jumps when it's going from one to the other. So I would understand. She's not handing it to him. the child is going on his own. But to say that because chaynos es asmai, you're allowed to hand the child, it's something which whoever quotes this says they don't understand. Aruch HaShulchan brings it and says it doesn't understand the Yad Shol, says he doesn't understand the Birkei Yosef on the side is maskim to the Heter, but it's on this on the second side. Lita Miyada, the fourth line Birkei Yosef, Shari Kim the Chaynes Esas. He just brings it. And he seems to be maskim Hateshbats. So I don't know. It's a little hard for me to follow the logic that Chaynes Esas has anything to do with it. And I guess Bishas Hatchak in public, and you want to. In public, if you have a shita to rely on, if you have a shita to rely on. It's not a heter, but why does Shulchan Aruch bring das yachid? Because Rishas Hatchak was saying mechad das yachid. So it's a das yachid. I don't understand it. You don't understand it. It's a teshbatz. What? It's not a heter for yisurim, but if you have yesh mekilin, so you make a lonely makam tzairach. And what I'm saying is, as a general rule, b'chol ha'terekula. B'shas atchak, you say mechan adas yachid, that's meikol. Right? In klolei hayra, which is in Chelek Gimel Yeridaya, the Shach says the following. It's the klolei hayra, he says, habach kosav, that even by deraises, b'shas atchak, it could be say mechan yesh mekilin, that's in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach argues, he says, only by the Rabbanans. But by the Rabbanans, he can say mechan this, this is a Rabbanan. Right? So it's a Rabbanan, so he can be say mechan yesh mekilin, b'shas atchak. So that's what I'm saying. When Rishas Atchak, Ramesh is saying, there's no covered abriyat, the matter in Isser. So you say mechana das yachid, so that's a klal in Hayra.
No problem,
the
child can walk.
What?
No problem with carrying the child,
Okay. We're talking where the child can walk.
We're talking about the child can walk.
Okay, let's see Sif Gimel. Lo yoichel ima al hashulchan, ela im ken yeshum shinoi, now this is a companion din to Simon Peches, where we learned that if one is eating milachiks and one is eating fleishiks, you need a hecker between the people. The same thing, a man and woman, not eating, they're both eating fleishiks, they're both eating milachiks. Husband and wife are sitting together, they need a hecker between them. Lechem oikankan, they could put a loaf of bread or a bottle. But the Taz says, Nira, Taz out. When it says you could use a bread, it means a bread. Doesn't mean that the bread you're eating, that's not a hecker. It has to be something. You go, you take a box of matzahs, you put it between the two of you. And you have something there as a hecker. And that hecker is good. We have a separate tablecloth for each, assuming you don't normally have it that way. We have the mat. Then it's mutter. The shach in vav adds oish tegalamat min hashulchan v'titen karishala olav. So we're going to have four dinim that have to do with sudas. The first is the din hecker, and that's this halacha that when a husband and wife are eating, they need a hecker between them. The one issue in halacha here is whether this applies when other people are there as well. Your family is around the table. Do you need a hecker between you and your wife? What's that to do with a hecker? We'll talk later. Serving is. I'm talking about a hecker. So we'll get to serving. It's a separate simon. We're going to get to it. It's a separate simon on later. In simon sifyot. We'll get to it. But so the hecker should be between them. It doesn't have to be smack in the middle. Because yeah. The mappa is readily noticeable. It has to be. Now here. The issue is when there are many people at the table, whether it's mutter. So the Pesach Tshuva here brings that that you can be meikel if there are other people at the table. This has to do with the Machlekes Rishayim. Why did Chazal ask the eating without a hecker? So there are two opinions. The two Lashayim and the Rishayim. Some have a Lashon because during the meal he may reach out and touch her and show chiba. The others thought, no, it's just a kira vadas. They'll feel close. And it'll end up late in the evening that they'll come to Dvar Masurim. So the nafkamina is if other people are there. If other people are there. So as far as showing chiba at the table, so that we don't show chiba at the table. I once asked Rav Palm, I said, people ask me, what's the isser, husband and wife, to hold hands and show chiba in public. Husband and wife are supposed to love each other. So Rav Palm responded to me. He said, "I don't know, but I know la'enei kol Yisrael is the end of the Torah." That's what he told me. La'enei is the end of the Torah. You know, other things fall away when it's la'enei kol Yisrael. The truth is that it says in Eben Ezer that when a man and woman show chiba to each other, it's ma'irer by other people, machshavis, and that's really, I think, the basis for the yisur. But anyway, so loitos rishayim will hold. It's going to come to chiba at the table if other people are there. It's mutux. You don't do it if it's just that it's going to develop a chavivas for later that evening. So then it should need a hecker too. The minhag olam, I think, is not to have a hecker when there are other people at the table, even just children that are old enough to observe. And there are people who are machmir, they take things that are not obvious to everybody, and between them they know that this is a hacker, and they have a hacker. But otherwise, that's a general hacker.
The restaurant?
You need a hacker in a restaurant. But you just put your cell phone down between the two of you. Everyone has to see. You look at everyone else, they're both playing with the cell phone at the restaurant. You know.
She falls off when she's pregnant.
What? If she's not a nida. If she's not a nida, then it's mutter. But if she'll be a nida, it happens. Sometimes women could become a nida during pregnancy too. And it's not common, but it happens. There's no, the harchok is only on a husband and wife. All these harchokis don't apply only to husband and wife. People are married to each other. So people have to be smart enough not to do things they shouldn't do. Rav Moshe has his tshuva. Somebody very amusing tshuva. So you have to be an edel tzaddik like Rav Moshe to bother answering. But someone wrote him a shaila. He wants his kala to cook supper for him. Whether there is anything wrong, she cooks supper. You want to see how she cooks and to see. You know, I don't think it was a kali. I think it was before they get engaged. He I think if I'm not right, the shaila is before they get engaged. He wants to cook supper for him, serve him supper, see how she makes the supper. So my problem. So Ramesha writes, he writes like a Zayda, you know, he says, it's not going to help you decide if you marry her. And besides, whatever she does then is not going to be a raya on what she does after you're married. You're not going to prove anything. So, but we don't make, you know, our chukkis are for a married couple. Now, there are three more isurim that have to do with meals. There's heker, and we're going to get next week, the shiurei meichel, eating her leftovers. The separate issur of eating mekaira echad, mekaira achas, eating from one, so shirei meichel, and mekaira achas, which one am I missing? Hecker, echad, and serving. Okay, so we're going to get to these, to the other issur, mimitzah Hashem, I guess next week. Eating from the same plate, not a serving plate, but eating from a plate. That's not a problem, but a bowl of popcorn is a problem. Both eating directly.
Started by the Spartans, that they have to eat after the dancing. The women don't want to cover their hands during the wedding. So he started, committing by them that they need to go get the dancing.
That's not the standard?
But those listen to him, you know, they're those.
They come out right away.
Hey, Dr. Maui, they have to get the room by you after the Suda, right? What? I think what I was told is that Rav Avadia started that they should have the Yichud room after the Suda, so that. What I was told is that the women don't want to cover their hair. He's very big in covering their hair. The couples don't want to go with their hair covered during the wedding. And he always has to cover it, man. So he said, do the Yichud after. So before the Yichud, like the Rambam, she's still a Muresis, man, in the sewer.
that the sheet, they don't have to cover until the sheet is full.
It's not clear there's such a sheet. That's what I've held the same upon. It's not clear that there's such a sheet as a berhetiv, but it's misread. If you look at the current berhetiv is quoting, it doesn't say that. It's a little, it's a very controversial hat. That's what we see in the same upon. There's no clear place who says it that I'm aware of. When we learn Ksuvis, the beginning of the second parak, that the Makar says that Isha goes out with Aaron Kavi, you know, that Ksuvasa Masayim, so there, the halachi is that Isha Nesua, that's not a Ba'ula, Ksuvasa Mana. So from there, it seems to be pretty clear that Isha is not a Ba'ula, she's, she has to cover her hair. Because the Rosh HaPerua has a raya that it's Ksuvasa Masayim. They could have been a raya. So anyway, that's what it is. It's a mile. The Adam is not like the following. So the Brisker, Chaim was a boy. It's all the Beis Halevi. That by Kiddush by day, everyone should have to drink from the wine. Because otherwise, why do you eat to it? At night, you eat to the Kaddish or Shabbos. But by day, it's only by a Priya Gofen. So why do you eat to it? So he said that the Beis HaLevi ashrayed it for making you for risk. But he noticed for the rest of his life, the Beis HaLevi was back this, that everyone should drink. I mean, that's the way it's brought. It's either a kind of Beis HaLevi or a kind of
I always tell them, you let him in, you don't be the one, because they attack people. I always tell people, they ask me, how much is a week before? I said, what do you mean, man? Cool, it's Wednesday night, 7:30. All right, it's a week before, it's Wednesday night, 7:30. I mean, you know, I'm just a guy. It's hard to know, you can't look up these halachas.
That's what I was saying, this is valid. I think I'm going to get a lot. The last is fine,
I'm a chayshish elah. As soon as there's a minion, the pilot starts
making
jokes. The first time I ever flew Blue Continental, yeah. I always take a back row, so I could down people. I take row 60, I take 57. Row 57 at a table on the side. That's where the switches will be the two. It's very geschmack if you want to learn. Yeah, the tape. So I think he did 57, 16. I have it in my seat, I've never had a problem. But the first time I ever flew Continental, I was also in the back row, I went to sleep. The stewardess came over to me and she said, Rabbi, do you want me to wake you up when they pray? So she sat down, couldn't believe it.
She said, wake you up. Give a tape all Israel. I've had good experiences.
I think if we maybe complain enough, they do get that.
I'm listening.
Right. Not every flight of Continental were they so nice about it, but I've had good experiences. Mm-hmm. I flew once, happened to be also Continental. I flew to a wedding with Elia Brindley. And I want to make the yeshiva. I was down to seek in the yeshivas. The seeking was just around takeoff time. So I got on the plane, I put a 1,000 filling to Davin. I said, earlier, Brittany, he said, what are you going to do about that? He said, I'm down to seeking on the plane. And the plane was still on the ground. I knew it was a seeking. I said, in front of everybody, he was shot. He went to down and land out at 10 o'clock. I said, it doesn't pass. You should have at 10 o'clock. So my wife gave him her seat next to me. I sat next to him. So I put on, so he had the guts to put on 1,000 filling. And when we started down, the stewardess comes over to us. that I saw he froze, and I wasn't a Yenasi. And the steward said, I know that once you stop praying, you're not allowed to drink. Should I bring your drink now?
Whoa.
Same story. So I've had other experiences too.
This is allowed. They want to announce that we'll serve a breakfast. Please say your prayers after breakfast.
That'd be very nice if they did that. They said, this is our schedule. Pray at this and this time. It'll be wonderful. Why can't they do it easy for them?
Easy for us. In fact, we even had one of the stewards davening with us. Someone asked him, he's Jewish, yeah, and he put on a yarmulke and he's saying he's davening Maariv with us.
Maybe that's what they're
doing. Sometimes you find a nice one. In the back, they all cleared out so that we can daven. They said it's down to the time.
We'll say
so sometimes it happens.
Good. But I tell you, I once saw some Gera Chever. The Gera are all tall and big. And the stewardess is trying to check for them. They're sharp. So I was on a plane, and I had seen this by then. So I was davening, and there were two yeshiva bachrim next to me. And of course, the stewardess is starting with the yeshiva bachrim. So I just told the stewardess in a very stern voice, I said, listen, whatever you do, they're staying here, they're praying here. Don't waste your breath talking to them. I told them very. And they backed off. As long as they think they can get you, they try to get
you.
Is everyone down?
The whole, they run out of Sefer Torah. They run out of Sefer Torah. The entire plane was speaking, they all down. And I had a minute. First time I ever had a minute with a Sefer Torah.
It happened to me once. I was flying. The whole pack session was from, it was the day after Tisha B'Av. Well, that session was from. And if you were up on them there, they made a minion, the whole back section. I mean, there were women there too, but they made a minion in the aisle, the bump store.
The business nice. Rapper, by the way, was upstairs. He came downstairs to daven with the whole plane.
Not just Melech.
The Shabbos month did not to get up. You know,
some people feel better in the seats. I'm just always nervous.
Not to share people. That was the statement.
I don't know. Some people say that more kavana, I can understand it. I'm just nervous. I'll see in my seat that more kavana, and then start daydreaming about something. So God will ask me, why don't you dabble me? I say, I want that more kavana.
Is there a way to calculate when a seat is when you're going to
his website?
So you know exactly. Because,
now there are two websites. There's a website, hightables.com.
Hightables.com is very good. He used to cover flights and give out their papers. The guy
from used to do
it?
Yeah. Oh, CHAI tables. You click on the airlines, it has all kinds of mine, but the default is actually airlines. You can put submit. You have to put in your takeoff time, your landing time, and you have to remember, I've been on planes with it, where somebody else had a different, had from the same place, a different thing. You forgot to click daylight savings time. But you have to click when now it's not again, it's again until November. Right. You have to click if daylight savings time applies. Put in the time of the day, it gives you a table. The table says, if you take off on time, 15 minutes late, 40 minutes late, 20 minutes late, it gives you a whole thing, and if you allow it, gives you up to 3 hours. Sorry. It always gives you about 3 hours.
It
gives you up to about 3 hours.
And what's on the website?
Now, Maizman has started, but it's not clear. Maizman and Dad, but somebody had it last time, it wasn't as clear. First of all, it goes left to right. It has a bunch of Zman. It was less, maybe I'm just used to the other. This one just has sunrise, early tassels, fill in, and the whole thing.
The problem with people in the bathroom, opening up the bathroom, and that's right there. People are telling me you can't daven because people walk in and out of the bathroom. Which is kind of uncomfortable, truthfully. Davening Shemineser, guys walking around. But big deal, they closes the door. I didn't think it's a
problem. Bathroom was disturbing.
It's a bathroom.
In Shulchan Aruch, it does say that. You have to imagine from the wall of the bathroom. The wall of the bathroom.
You spoke about Salyad.
Right? The wall is nice on both sides.
You had mentioned that Salyad, the toilet. Salyad,
yeah.
It's Mogi now.
Okay. Right.
Remind me that if with our toilets, where there's nothing there.
The airplane toilets are different. They have to have dimmicks.
But a few weeks ago you mentioned this. Remember that?
Yeah, the plane definitely has a dimmicks.
But it's totally cut off. When you flush, it's a different section totally. Yes.
Some
is the Gemara says, Mor Brach says, it's a kisei shell, Persian, which where it was nisgalgal dalaramis. The alarm is away. Feet. I'm not sure.
But again, you have mechitzas. You have the separation.
Maybe. The tumult about our bathrooms is whether. Well, in our bathroom, it goes further.
Right.
But the tumult is whether it's only if it goes right away or you have to flush to make it go.
It's also if the head of someone who has a nebuch with a sack.
It's covered.
I don't exactly.
Yeah, but that's not doing basic
keys. There's a
basic keys itself. Even as the basic keys, saying basic keys itself is also even there's no other thing.
You don't consider the trap as a hefsek? There's water. All toilets have a trap.
That's good. The question is, since you have to flush to make it go away, does it take away the sin shem beis akise? That's the question. But there's a shem beis akise. That the Hartzvi mentions the svara to be nagel, and there's no maskon in the tshuva. It was no, they made a tshuva. Ramesh is master though.
The briskers, they throw every piece of challah. My uncle used to throw to everybody, and we're sitting here.
When you wash, or the whole meal?
No, the only one.
No, it was. But if he's sitting here, he would throw it across the table 10 feet. He wouldn't let anybody pass it.
Now I always remember my father yelling at me.
I remember that when I was a kid.
David, can I ask you a favor? These inferior copies were not made.
Yes,
we don't need
you
the first
style. You didn't announce that in the
shiur. I don't know what
it was. Very embarrassing.
I'm sorry. But people listen to the tapes all the time. So this side, I don't need this.
I wasn't holding my hand.
I don't need this side.
It was that thing. It was
Rabbi.
I can't remember
what it
called.
Oh,
wow.
I'll give it to you before, but okay. You're not going to need, but maybe more than the kufsan again.
No, just kufsan again. Then we'll go into next time.
I don't remember.
Okay. You guys have your song with which?
I'm a skip shvosh, and I think. Freshman. I think this is Nedar Mishur.
The Rishon. And the mom? Freshman is what?
No, man.
Not
for
Smeul.
I don't know which one's which.
It's in order. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. I don